Good afternoon. This is KHSU's Del Norte News Team with the North Coast Update. I'm Susan Andrews.
I'm Lupe Gutierrez.
I'm Jan Morehouse. Over this past holiday weekend, Del Norte did indeed get snow at sea level, though it did not stick at that level. Hail stuck everywhere, and there were some power outages. Locals driving back from Humboldt Sunday were treated to snow on the bypass and through Klamath, and others commuting south Monday experienced falling snow on the bypass and also at least one brief period of stopped traffic. And, of course, there was plenty of snow in Gaskee and generally along Highway 199. Tonight's low was, as of yesterday, predicted at 28 degrees, with the storm expected to move east on Wednesday, though temperatures are expected to remain chilly. National Weather Service meteorologist Jonathan Garner told Del Norte Triplicate reporter Jessica Sejnar that the best advice he can offer motorists who see snow accumulating on the roadways is to slow down and to give extra space between you and the car ahead of you. He added that roads will also likely be slicker than normal with or without snow. For the North Coast Update, I'm Jan Morehouse.
Emergency Services Manager Cindy Henderson posted last night that 199 was pretty wicked all the way to Cave Junction with lots of cars in ditches and top recommended speed of 35. I'm Susan Andrews.
For those of you looking for viable resolutions to set or ways to enhance healthy change in your life, you could consider, as proposed by Deborah Lando in her gardening column in the Del Norte Triplicate, gardening. Lando notes that the studies list the following benefits to gardening: stress relief, reduced obesity, high blood pressure, and osteoporosis, strengthening of the immune system, less incidence of dementia in seniors, stronger family bonds through sharing healthy activity, healthy garden-to-table nutrition. The Del Norte County Community Health Center will offer classes and workshops throughout the year at no charge. Lando writes, January classes will begin with integrated pest management. There will also be, through the Community Health Center, the Home Garden Program, which actually installs 40 gardens at the homes of patients who are referred through clinic care teams. And the Community Health Center offers Summer Sprout Scouts, a free kids' garden science activity. Access to a 4x8 raised bed in the community garden in order to grow your own food is also available. Tullowa Dene Nation, College of the Redwoods, and the Community Food Council for Del Norte Partnership will be installing a food forest and community garden at the College of the Redwoods, Del Norte campus in order to provide an outdoor classroom for community education classes and public workshops with instruction in permaculture and agricultural education. The goal of this project, part of a larger grant work, is to build a vibrant food system, increase access to healthy, fresh food to the community, and teach local residents how to control their own food supply. So Lando suggests gardening just may be your answer to improving the quality of your life in 2017, with all the resources available locally to make it happen for you and your family. For the North Coast Update, I'm Lupe Gutierrez.
So this reporter wanted crab for New Year's and ended up having to get it at Safeway after stopping by the Crab Shack locally during the day on New Year's Eve, where owner Debbie Lewis reported they'd run out the day before and that crabbers were on strike up and down the coast. Del Norte Triplicate reporter Jessica Sejnar writes that the Del Norte fishermen have joined crabbers from Bodega Bay to the Canadian border in a strike to protest the drop in the purchase price for Dungeness crab. Del Norte Fishermen's Marketing Association President Rick Shepard told Sejnar the strike began last Wednesday after the main buyer, Eureka-based Pacific Choice Seafoods, offered to pay $2.75 per pound for the crustaceans. Crabbers fishing out of the Crescent City Harbor and other points north of Humboldt Bay had been getting $3 per pound since the season opened December 1st and after a health advisory had been lifted December 20th for crab caught south of Point Arena and north of Shelter Cove. Shepard told Sejnar that the drop in the originally negotiated price comes as the Dungeness crab fishery opens in Oregon and Washington. Those seasons opened in phases this year because of the elevated domoic acid levels. Some of the smaller buyers in Crescent City are still offering $3 per pound. Lewis, who in addition to owning the Crescent City Crab Shack, is also skipper of the fishing vessel Christina Maria, and she told Sejnar she will probably be out of crab till the fleet heads back to sea. She also told Sejnar she'd been listening in on conference calls with fishermen's associations up and down the coast and learned that the strike could include crabbers in San Francisco and Half Moon Bay. This reporter's weekend guest from the Bay Area said his son-in-law, who fishes out of Half Moon Bay, had, in fact, joined the strike. For the North Coast Update, I'm Susan Andrews.
Next Thursday evening, January 12th at 6, all Hiuchi residents are invited to a community planning event for the Neighbors Helping Neighbors program. The event will be held at the Del Norte Golf Course. Del Norte Neighborhood Preparedness Program brings communities together to engage and mobilize small neighborhood teams to foster self-sufficiency at the neighborhood residential level. Communities are provided tools and resources they need to become a strong and resilient neighborhood. For more information, contact Del Norte County Emergency Services Manager Cindy Henderson at 707-954-8775. For the North Coast Update, I'm Lupe Gutierrez.
And that concludes this edition of the North Coast Update, a collaborative effort by KHSU's Del Norte News Team.